eat from the table of life. Drink, drink from your fountain that flows from your mountain. Let me feast from the Father's supply.
One more time.
Lord, feed your children as we stand here willing to eat from the table of life. Drink from your fountain that flows from your mountain. Let me feast from the Father's supply.
Father, once again, we thank you for the day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace in our lives. We thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you have the angels of God encamped about us to protect us and keep us and to guide us, Lord, in all things. Lord, that you place within our hearts the teacher, the only teacher, Lord, the only real and true teacher, Lord, and that's you, the living Holy Spirit, Lord, that eternal life. We thank you, Father, we thank you for revelation tonight. We thank you, Lord, as we ask you for more revelation. And Lord, that you would feed our souls. Lord, that you would lead us and guide us in all truth, that you would bless each one here, bless those that are not able to be, bless those that would listen in later, Lord. Lord, may you just have your way. Open every heart, Lord, knowing this perilous time that we're living in. We see the world falling apart, Lord. We see the politics, we see the wars, we see the threats, we see the people are going into insanity. And Lord, we thank you that there's a place of refuge. We thank you there's a place, Lord, of peace and truth. Lord, just guide us and keep us now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. We greet you. And we are so happy to be here. And we do thank God for each one of you. And may I trust that this week's been a blessing for you. And I think I'm gonna just turn a little bit since we're getting wider. So I've just been looking over here, and I wanna look both ways. And I want to remind you once again, Brother Benjamin will be leaving on Saturday, and so I'm gonna try to go a little bit short tonight and give him a little bit of time to come up and greet you and say his goodbyes. And so we've enjoyed having him with us so much, and he's been a real blessing to us in so many ways. And so we're praying that the Lord and to Brother Richard, they've had some good fellowship together, and so that's good. And so I just want to testify a little bit. It's been a good week. Busy, you know, the heat and everything else that's going on, but the Lord gave me some blessing. Yesterday I had three prayer requests that was on my heart, and one was for a family matter that God answered that request. Amen. And then another one that Shiko sent me for Autumn. She was requesting prayer for her math test. She was really under pressure. She'd been really studying long hours and late at night and getting up really early in the morning. And so she was under a little bit of pressure. And so she's going for that test. Yesterday she finished. And when she was going for that and feeling that pressure, and her social studies teacher told her that she had got the highest marks in that class on the exam. And so made her feel a little bit better. And so we don't know how the math came out, but we was praying for her. And then I got a call from a brother that I love very much. And he has always meant a lot to me because he used to be in the young people service in the church there. And then when we went off on some trips a few times with the church, him and I got a little bit close as brothers, and we haven't kept in touch, we haven't talked on a regular basis, but it just, there's always been something special about him to me, and that's Brother Christopher Williams. And so even though we're not in contact, I've always felt a lot for him. But he wrote me, he sent me a text yesterday morning, and he said that he'd been, first he told me that he hadn't told anybody, but that for a long time he's given his life to Christ. He's wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and Satan has constantly told him that that he's lost, that he's not, that God's not hearing him, God's not hadn't made it real to him. And so so we were praying about those three requests, and we just went one by one. And so a little while later, he told me that he was talking to his brother Caleb, and while they were talking on the phone, the Lord revealed it to him. Yeah. And he declared, he said, "God showed me that I am a son of God." Amen. And I'm telling you, there's no greater thing. Amen. I don't know a greater thing, that's right, that we can say. I know Brother Goombas had a lot of interaction with not only him, but all the boys, their Brother Keenan's boys, and has really spoke to him and guided them in the revelation. And so and I told him when he wrote me, I said, "Brother," I said, "just remember, the prophet and the scripture says that you can't even want it."
Yes.
Unless God puts it in there for you to want it.
Right.
He said, "You're not going to come unless he draws you." And I said, the very fact that he's drawing you is the reason Satan is telling you the lie.
Yeah.
And so that just was, bless my soul, for him to share that. And so you just be in prayer for him. God will continue to strengthen him and let that revelation just grow and grow and grow. And I hope that's what's happening to us. I hope that's what's happening to you, that the messages that we've been preaching, I hope that's the underlying thing that is making real to us who we are.
Amen.
That we are sons and daughters of God.
Right.
And that has to be.
Yes.
It's just like Brother Goomba was talking the other day about a pardon. A pardon is not a pardon unless it's received as a pardon.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think the revelation is the same way.
Amen.
It's got to be received that way. You've got to receive it and declare it as your own.
Amen.
You've got to say, "This is mine. He's revealed to me. This is who I am."
Yes,
and it's mine.
Amen.
And so that's, we read on Sunday about Jeremiah when he was saying, and God's telling him, "I want you to go." And that's what God's telling every Christian. I want you to go.
Amen.
I want you to go out there and be a light in this last day. I want you to be a manifestation of this revelation in this last day.
That's right.
And it might just be one little word here, there, one sentence here and there. It can be somebody at the grocery store. It can be somebody somewhere else. It can just be a response into something. And God can take that one sentence,
amen,
and they can go home with it and not be able to get away from it. And God might use you for that one thing, and then it's going to have to, it needs more, we think it needs more than that, and it does. But God already has that planned out.
Yes, sir.
What He's having you say today may be the thing to get the ball rolling. And then He's got somebody else somewhere that's going to continue that thing that you said.
Amen.
And continue it and continue it.
Yes.
And we think sometimes we have to say it all or we haven't done our job. No. God might use you for that one word. Whatever it is. And so Jeremiah said, "I can't do it. I'm just a child." And God told him, said, "Don't you say that you're a child."
That's right.
Don't say it. Because I've called you. I raised you up for this purpose. I want you to do this.
Yes.
And so when God wants you to do something, He prepares you for that very thing. He prepared your whole life. He's been moving your whole life. Everything about your life, God has been preparing you for the character and for the what He wants you to do.
Amen.
And I can testify that as a missionary. I went from the West Coast to the East Coast. Actually, I went from the East Coast. I was born in Georgia. And then traveled across the country, went north some, went across the country, stayed from Memphis right on across to California, and from military base to military base like that. And so when I was on the West Coast, I think I told you this already, but there was more Mexicans than there were whites in the school. And then I went to Florida, and I met so many, there was many black peoples. We were in a farming town. There was many black people. They didn't have many Mexicans then. They're there now. But anyways, so it taught me to intermingle, and it made me comfortable with other people.
Amen.
And, you know, a lot of times I've worked for people in Charlotte and different ones, and sometimes especially African-American, which some of them don't like to be called that now. And so the best thing to do is, why does what color you are even matter?
Right.
Somebody started that.
Yeah.
Somebody started making it a big deal that you have to identify what color a person is every time you're talking. That don't even mean anything. It don't matter anything.
Right.
It's what's in here. It's what's in here. And so so my point was, God, I was traveling like a missionary before I ever become one. We just moved and moved and moved and moved. And I was meeting so many different people, so many different nationalities. And then when I came here, and I remember some early days working for some rich people down in Charlotte. And some of them were black. And I can remember them challenging me, because one of them, she's saying her secretary told her, she was a white woman, she was a black woman. She said, the woman said, "I don't see black." And that woman said, "You just need to come sit by my desk for a little while." And I'm not sure exactly what her deal was. But anyway, so she wanted to tell me, you know, she was trying to make the point to me that all white people, all they see is black, and all they see, I just told her, I said, "Well, let me tell you something. My mentor coming up, when I was coming up on the farm, he was a black man." And I said, "Not only for me, but hundreds of people in the town that I lived in looked up to this man." And I said, "He came up from nothing. He came up poor. He was just almost an orphan, and he came up on the farm there, was raised by the family. And then the family, some of them weren't so good, and he ran the place. And he helped so many people across the whole county that people come to him for advice." And so, you know, when they're telling me that everybody's racist and everybody's, you know, that all white people are think they're better than black people, that's nonsense.
Amen.
You know, it's just nonsense.
Right.
Especially to Christians, that stuff's nonsense.
Yep.
And we don't have that.
Amen.
We don't have that. It's not based on those things.
Right.
We are basing it on character.
Yeah.
I'm basing it on what's in your heart.
Amen.
I'm basing it on the attitude that you have,
yes,
toward the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what it's based on.
Right.
And so it don't matter what color you are. If you don't love this Word, then you got a problem.
Yes, sir.
And so I'm not going to pretend like you love it when you don't love it. And so I'm just gonna be as honest. I'm gonna help you as much as I can help you, but we're not gonna pretend like it. And so, but if you love it, if you love God and you love this revelation, there's something between us that's pulsating. Brother Branham said it's pulsating.
Yes, sir.
That when we get around one another, there's something there that stirs our hearts.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, there's something that stirs my heart when I'm sitting back here listening to these songs being sung, and to hear sons and daughters of God just worshiping God.
Amen.
It does something to you.
Yes.
And so let me get into this because I don't want to take too much time. So I told you I've been wanting to get into this Church Ages book in the Smyrna Church Age and also in the Marriage and Divorce, and I'm going to get both of them here. And it just so happens now, I've had this for quite a while, and it just keeps getting pushed. And so I'm preaching on Wednesday mornings to online. And so it just so happens these same quotes I used this morning, some of them, this morning as I'm using tonight, they just happen to cross paths. And so I've been quoting these for quite some time now. But now I want to read them while we're on the subject. So in John chapter 6, 37, 44, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out. And that's an interesting way of saying it. Okay? So all that the Father's give me will come to me. And him that cometh, I'm not going to push you away. I'm going to receive you.
Amen.
That part seems like that wouldn't even need to be said. That it's going to be automatic that God is the one who's given them to me. So naturally, I'm going to take them. But he's saying it for a reason. Everything in the scriptures for a reason. So all the Father's give me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I shall in no wise cast out. Now he adds to that. No man can come to me except the Father draweth him. So now all that the Father giveth me will come. Now he's saying you can't come unless he draws you. Unless he draws you.
Amen.
And I will raise him up at the last day. And there's a promise that goes with all of this. So you can see how it just becomes a deep thought.
Amen.
It becomes somewhat complicated to the carnal mind when you're reading these simple scriptures.
Yes.
And you really look at them for face value. You can tell there's more there than just a casual read of it. So, but John 1, 12 and 13, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh,
Amen.
Nor of the will of man,
yes, sir,
but of God.
Amen.
So, there's different ways he's saying here. You weren't born of this, you weren't born of that. As Peter said, being born of not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. So how many ways can a person be born? And sometimes people have their whole lives turned around. They have their whole lives changed. They're going along one way, and then it's almost as if they're born again. But yet, they're not born by the word of the day.
Yes, sir.
But their life has been changed.
Yes, sir.
You can see that. You can see they don't do what they used to do. You can see it can be a religious spirit. It can be something else. It can be something on the career side or whatever. You see people wholly put themselves into things.
Amen.
And so there's something happened to them that refocuses their whole life, changes their whole life. It can be a crisis. It can be something good happened. It can be many things. So, but for the elect, it's the new birth.
That's it.
And when the new birth happens with the elect, there's a difference in all of those other births.
Yes, sir.
This birth is going to bring you in the revelation of Jesus Christ for the day that you live in.
Amen.
And so, it will, at that time, the seed of God that's in you will be quickened. And so this, I know this has been talked, but, you know, a lot of times we're referring to this day and this age being the greatest age that there ever was. And I believe that. And I believe this is the greatest outpouring, the greatest receiving by any people on the face of the earth.
Amen.
When the seals was open and the fullness of the word come and the fullness of the spirit come, the bride of this last days has it in the greatest portion that it's ever come.
Amen.
And so that in itself is a high calling. But when you read the message, when you read the scriptures, there was something in those people. There was a seed in those people back there in the Old Testament.
Amen.
There was a seed in Moses that God woke up. And it wasn't a new birth like what we have. It wasn't like on Pentecost in the church age. It wasn't like what we have today, being in the fullness. But that seed of life was in there.
Yes, sir.
And so that thing came to them the same way it comes to us.
Yes.
It comes by revelation.
That's right.
And so Moses received a revelation from God. And that revelation, it brought him into the presence of God. And he began, his life turned around, and he went, he had a strong desire for God. He had a strong desire. He wanted to know God. He wanted to serve God. He wanted to please God. And he was willing to fight for it. And he was willing to he was willing to die for it.
Amen.
So if you're gonna fight, you have to be willing to die. If you're going to be a soldier, you got to be willing to die. And so when he started killing Egyptians, he was entering the battle. Okay, the thing was, that wasn't God's way.
Amen.
And many times that's how we start off. We come, you might have started off in the Baptist or the Methodist, the Pentecostals, whatever you did. But that wasn't it. That wasn't it. But God used that to get you where you are now.
Yes, sir.
That was just a tool, an avenue that brought you into the revelation for the day. See, as many as received him, let's see, dropping down, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Now in Ephesians 1, 4 and 5, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen.
So, how were we chosen? In him. Where were you at when he chose you? In him. Huh? He's gonna explain it in just a minute. He's gonna take it right down into the details. But the scripture already identified it.
Yes, sir.
The scripture has already identified these things. That's why when the prophet comes, the prophet always takes you to the scripture.
Amen.
He takes you to the scripture, and then he takes you much deeper, deeper, deeper into that revelation.
Yes.
And so Paul said, according he has chosen you in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself,
Amen.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Yes.
Now, the things that make this greater and more real for us in this day is the prophet comes along and talks about those eternal thoughts. The prophet comes along and says, you didn't get saved on any day. The prophet comes along and says, you didn't become a son of God, a daughter of God. You always was.
Yes.
Now that makes a difference.
Yes, sir.
That makes a big difference in the revelation.
Amen.
Now those things were assumed in other ages, and it was okay. They could assume it the wrong way because it wasn't the day, it wasn't the age of the full revelation. And now it is. So now you can't stay back there in those ideas.
Amen.
Because those things have been revealed now. And so now we understand it. So you didn't become a son of God.
Amen.
I like saying it.
Yes.
Brother Goomba, I like saying that. And the devil don't like it.
Right.
You didn't get saved on any day, any certain day.
Right.
Doesn't that change the whole picture? Doesn't that change the whole revelation?
Yes.
All this time, just like the brother, he was waiting for something. He was waiting for something. And that's what all through the church ages, they were repenting. They were getting baptized. They were getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See? But there was still something there. They were coming to God with a hope
Yes.
that that they had done everything that they're supposed to do. They did this, they did that, they did these different things, and they're hoping that God now is going to give them something in return for what they've now did. And even though they were preaching grace, I know that, they were preaching grace, but yet there was still some element there that God was going to give you this eternal life. And if you read it by the sentence, by the words, that's how it's said many times. And I can even say that myself, that you come to God, He gives you the revelation, and you receive eternal life. But do you really receive eternal life? Really, what's happening is you're realizing by revelation that you are an eternal son and daughter of God. That's the reality. That's what's happening, that you either were in the mind of God or you were not in the mind of God. And if you weren't in there, you'll never be in there. That's why the wording changed. Once again, from the church ages until the opening of the seals, Brother Branham said that they were eternally separated. Now, he had to explain that for us. He had to explain that so we would understand, how can you be eternally separated? Okay? And then the same thought goes right into, how can he say that he never knew them? Because he never was going to have a relationship with them. They weren't in his mind. They weren't in his mind having relationship. They weren't going to come to a flesh and a created spirit being and a flesh being formed of the dust of the earth. And then that eternal life living in that fleshly body and manifesting for their day, the revelation of their day. There's a difference.
Yes, sir.
It becomes the reality is upon us. And so those people, I was just reading that today. Brother Branham was talking about that seed being in them back there. That seed being in there. And that's the thing that was drawing them. That's the thing. It just coming now after Calvary, just the revelation came under the mediatorial work until the mediatorial work was finished. Amen. And it was just God all the time fulfilling His attributes. That's what every stage along the way has just been, God's attributes being manifested.
Yes, sir.
Brother Branham, it wasn't just that God's thinking, okay, I want to be a God. I want to be a Savior. So now, let me do something, and then I can be a Savior. Brother Branham said he was already a Savior. He was already a healer.
Yes.
Nobody was lost yet. Nobody had fallen. Nobody was created. Nobody, there was the word, John 1:1, had not been happened yet. No. He was already a Savior. Because that was His attribute. And there's a difference in God's attribute and people's attributes, their carnal, natural attributes.
Yes.
And so maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but we're going to read it. We're going to read it. See, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. And I don't want to keep hammering this, but I don't know. It's just, like, I was talking, Brother Goom and I was talking the other day, and sometimes things are just there in the simplicity, and Satan comes along and complicates it.
Yes.
Satan comes and complicates it. And I think this word predestination, that Satan has worked on this word so that people get the idea, and Brother Branham gave them quotes for them to use, and he said, it's not that He predestinated this one to be this and this one to be this, but He knew. He knew what you were going to do. He knew what you were going to say. Okay? So, this has been weakened down to the idea that God only predestinated by foreknowledge, that He knew what you were going to do. And predestination means predetermined. It means it was predetermined in the mind of God. So if you were chosen in Him, then the only way that you can have eternal life is if you were in Him. So He chose you in Him, what you were going to be, what you were, and what day and age you would come forth.
Amen.
In Him, He determined what color you were going to be.
Yes, sir.
In Him, He determined whether you were going to be a male or a female.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, He determined in Him what these carnal nationalities that we put so much stock in today. He knew which one you were going to be.
That's right.
He knew which country you were going to come from. He knew which culture you was going to be raised up in. And those things were going to affect you.
Yeah.
And every country with their own culture, it was going to affect those believers in that country.
Amen.
It was going to have an effect on them.
That's right.
And God was going to prove that He could override every carnal idea, every culture, every nation, everything, when He put His nature, when He put His soul, when He put eternal life in a believer of every tongue and every kindred of every nation in the world.
Amen.
There was going to be something in every single one of them that they had in common. And that was going to be His life.
Yeah.
And at the same time, every one of them would have an individual personality. Every one of them would have an individual characteristics because of the country they was raised in, the culture they was raised in.
Yep. Amen.
God loves that.
Yes.
God is a God of variety.
Amen.
He's a God of variety. If He wasn't a God of variety, everybody here would be one color, one language, one everything. That was Satan, and God stopped it.
Yes, sir.
That was Satan's goal at Babel.
That's right.
He was going to make everyone say the same language, get everyone together. That's the same thing the president of this country wanted to do to take care of the racial divide in this country in the early 1900s. I think it was Eisenhower. He said, I wish we'd just mix them all together. And then there won't be but one race. Let's just mix them all together. That's what Brother Branham was talking about when he said, don't mix. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about man mixing them.
Amen.
Hitler wanted to mix them too. Hitler wanted to make his own race.
Yep.
And man keeps wanting to do it.
Yes,
no, let God do it.
Yep.
God will mix the right one with the right one. That's right. Israel wasn't supposed to be mixing around.
Amen.
And God wanted, God gave Moses that black woman.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That Ethiopian woman. God gave Moses that Ethiopian woman.
Amen.
God's the one doing it, brother, sister.
That's right.
Remember when He said He bred this one to that one, this one to that one?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Boaz got this here. Ruth, was she Moabite? Is that right? Well, that whole thing was messed up from the beginning. Those girls went with their daddy. But yet, God, it's just as bad. Look at what God takes. Just like David, adultery, takes a man's wife, then kills the man to hide his sin. And then God uses the same woman to bring forth Solomon.
Yep.
You just can't. And then see, the carnal mind says, well, it just don't matter what we do. Oh yeah, it does matter what
yes, sir.
Do. But God can do what He wants to do.
Amen.
And He didn't encourage that sin. He wasn't in agreement with that sin. Nope. They paid for that sin.
Yes, sir.
It was paid for dearly with the lives of many people. But God had predestinated.
That's right.
Because He's a sovereign God.
Yes,
And he does what he wants to do.
Amen.
And the scripture said, nay, O man, who are you to say what the potter does with the clay? What he does with this vessel or that vessel or this vessel? Amen. Who are you? God is sovereign. God does what he wants to do. Now, without getting too involved in the subject of the sovereignty of God, for that would take a book in itself, let me point out here that according to these verses, Jesus Christ is choosing his bride just the same as men choose their brides today. Now, I think we read this some time back, but not in this lesson. And I keep referring to it. And there's a lot. This says a lot. Okay? And now, when we're talking about free moral agency and predestination and where that razor edge is and how much of this you're doing by your decisions and how much God is doing by his predestination. So he's saying here that Jesus Christ is choosing his bride the same as men choose their brides today. Now, let me finish reading it. The bride today does not simply decide she's going to take a certain man for a husband. No, sir. It is the groom who decides and chooses a certain woman for his bride. Now, when we're talking about this day, it's things have stretched a bit and things are pretty messed up today. So in this day, there's actually women who go after the man. There's actually women today who propose to the man. This is true. It's true. They actually go after that man. They ask him out. They can even pay. Since I was a kid, I'll just tell you something. I was in California. I was in the city, concrete jungle. And so I was on the wrong side of the tracks. I'm telling you, I was coming up wrong. And so my dad, he left, and so my mom remarried, and so my dad was from Illinois, and my stepdad was from a farm in Florida, a cattle ranch. And so I was coming up, and I can remember then in those days as kids, I'm embarrassed to even say it, but I was in California, and it's a different country. It's a different country. But anyways, we would bum money. And so we would go into a store, and women were the best. We were just young boys. I was probably Cameron's age. And we would just bum money and usually just walk around and maybe pass a person a couple times and then just casually say, do you have any extra change or a dollar or something? And that's how we got around. And that's how we bought our food. And we could take the city bus to the city. And we could stay all day long and buy stuff, come home with stuff, and just like that. And so it was, and I can remember going to the skating rink one time. And I didn't have any money. And so these girls were there, and so they went through the skating ring and bum money and gave it to me, and I paid my way in and went skating. And so I thought that was pretty cool. I thought that I was really doing something. And so one day I was at home, and this is after my dad was gone, my stepdad come along, and him being from the farm, I was bragging about it. I was telling him, man, these girls, they just went out through the crowd, got this money, gave it to me, and I got my way in, and I got some food, and did this. And he said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I was just like, I was proud of myself. And he said, you should be ashamed of yourself. He said, it's the man's place to take care of his family. It's the man's place to provide. He said, you start off like that, and he said, you ain't going to end up right. And I'm telling you, it changed me. That one rebuke, that one criticism, it changed my whole thought process. And I'm still ashamed of that to this day. But sometimes that's what it takes. That's what God uses to get us on the right track. And so I thank him for that. But my point is, the women today are more forward than they were in days gone by. And in California, they were way ahead. I'm telling you, I came from California to the farm in Florida, and the difference was drastic. It was drastic. I went from a school that only had 3 grades in it, and there was probably 2,000 kids, and to a school that probably had less than 1,000. Maybe it had 1,000, but it was from kindergarten to 12th grade. The whole town, the whole school, the whole everything. And so I didn't even know they made schools like that. Every school in California was only little, just a few grades, because there were so many kids. There was thousands and thousands. And so it was just a drastic change. So the bride today does not simply decide she's going to take a certain man for a husband. No, sir. It is the groom who decides and chooses a certain woman for his bride. Now, brother, this has to go with free moral agency. If a person's going to come along and say, it's your decision, it's what you decide, then this is not a true statement. Then God didn't choose the bride. You choose the groom. Is that making sense? Huh? That's exactly. And that's what people are saying. No, you decided, you chose him, you are on free moral agency. But there's something that's driving that free moral agency. And that thing that's driving that free moral agency is in that seed. And if the seed is there, then that is the thing that's going to move you. That's the thing that God's coming after. God's coming after that. That's what redemption was all about. And brother, I was telling somebody here that about Brother Goomba just posted some quotes on that, explaining that's what redemption was all about, was to bring back. So if it's bringing it back, then there had to be something there to bring back to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
There had to be something there.
That's right.
And that's what he's talking about.
Amen.
It is Christ who chooses his own bride. It is the groom who decides and chooses a certain woman for his bride. John 15:16, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you.
Amen.
Now, according to the word of God, the bride was chosen before the foundation of the world. And this choosing of the bride was purposed in himself. And in other places, he'll tell you that it was his eternal purpose.
Amen.
That this was the purpose of God before the foundation of the world, was to have a bride of his own choosing.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's powerful.
Amen.
That this was his eternal purpose.
Yes, sir.
Was to have a bride. In Romans 9:11, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Now, you can't read it any other way, although Satan is inspiring people to read it other ways.
Yes, sir.
They're still doing it, even though he says you can't read it any other way. The heart purpose, the eternal purpose of God, was to take a bride of his own choosing. And that purpose was in himself. Praise God.
Amen.
So now if you want to go with that idea, then you'll just have to go at it like this. Because there's a way you can get over there. But it ain't going to be with your intellect. It ain't going to be with your ideas. It's going to be because that nature, that attribute of God is in you. And so if that attribute's in there, that you were an eternal thought of God, then the decisions you are making are based on that attribute of what you are, of what He saw that you would be. And you already were. Because the attributes of God, the thoughts of God, are eternal. And so you didn't just decide it. No, you were born again because He drawed you, because He quickened the seed, because He changed your nature, because He changed your mind. You went from your mind to the mind of Christ. Now you think like Him, you talk like Him, you act like Him. See? And let's read it again. See, you can't read it any other way. The hard purpose, the eternal purpose of God, was to take a bride of His own choosing. And that purpose was in Himself. And being eternal was decreed before the foundation of the world. See? You, the bride, was a part of the eternal purpose of God. Now watch carefully. Watch carefully now and see this. Before there was a speck of stardust, before God was God, see, God is only an object of adoration. And no one was there to worship Him. So He was only at that time potentially God. And He was known only as eternal spirit. And the bride was already in His mind. She didn't come later. She wasn't a thought that come along. He thought, now I want to, I think the way I'll do this is I'll have a bride. No, that was an eternal thought. And now, if the word eternal is always has the same meaning.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Right? If it always has the same meaning, then that thought had no beginning and it don't have any ending. Because it's an eternal thought. And that thought was purposed. And that purpose was an eternal purpose.
Yes.
So that purpose didn't have a beginning. And it don't have no ending.
Amen.
God, it always was. And watch. Now watch. He's really going to open this thing up. He was only known as the eternal spirit. The bride was already in His mind. Yes. She was. She was existing. She was existing in His thoughts. And what about those thoughts of God? They are eternal, are they not? Now, He's going to ask you the question twice. He's asking you. Now, they are eternal, are they not? That's a question. The eternal thoughts of God. Let me ask you. Are the thoughts of God eternal? If you can see this, you will see many things. And this is true. This is true. If you can see this, you will see many things because every day that I study this, I realize how reaching this revelation is of the eternal thoughts of God. That the things that He's revealing right here as we continue is it ties into everything. This ties into the soul. This ties into all that you are, all that you were to be, all of it. It all ties in right here. In whether the thoughts of God are eternal or they're not eternal. If you can see this, you will see many things. God is unchangeable, both in essence and behavior. God is unchangeable in essence and behavior. We have studied that and proven that already. God is infinite in His abilities. So therefore, as God, He as God must be omniscient. And if He is omniscient, then He is not now learning.
Amen.
Every time I read these quotes in the Smyrna Church Age, it gets greater. It just gets greater, more meaningful every time. So this word omniscient is bigger than what I used to think that it was. So I thought that omniscient just meant that you knew all about this subject and that God being omniscient, He knew all things. But this omniscient has an expanded meaning and understanding. And that is that God cannot add to His knowledge. Yes, this omniscience of knowing all things, God cannot add. Amen. Because everything there is to know about anything, yes, He already knows it.
Yes, sir.
So He knows all things that were, knows all things that are,
Amen,
and He knows all things that ever will be.
Amen.
So this omniscience is not God adding to His knowledge.
Right.
Brother Branham said, if He can add to His knowledge, then He's not omniscient.
Amen.
Because this word, is to me, these words have come to us just like forever and eternal. They have become, we understand what they are.
Yes,
we understand what they are. If you use the word forever, I know what you're talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you know I'm talking about something that has a beginning and it has an ending. And you know, if I use the word eternal, I'm talking about something that don't have a beginning and it don't have an ending.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But that wasn't known. Those things weren't known. They became reality in this day.
Yes, sir.
So, see, now, He is infinite in His abilities. Infinite. There's no limit. There's no limit. He spoke and said, let there be, and there was.
Amen.
And Brother Branham said, how could it be? How could that happen? How could He say, let there be light and there be a sun? How could it be? I just love the way the prophet said it. It said, he believed,
yes,
his own word. That's pretty powerful.
Amen.
And so that's exactly what happens to you,
right,
because you got the same nature,
that's
the
right,
same life in you, and that's the reason why you can believe it when you hear it.
Amen.
And that's the reason why when He inspires you to do it, you can speak it too.
Yes.
He said you can create a world and go live on it.
That's
right. It's the same God. Amen. See, if He can add, see, then He is not, if He's omniscient, then He's not now learning. Nor is He taking counsel even with Himself.
That's right.
That, do you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not Him thinking about it and the thought getting greater and greater and greater.
Right.
No, it was perfect from the beginning. He had His thought. He always had His thoughts. His thoughts never changed. They never got greater. They never increased. He never added to them.
Amen.
They always were.
That's right.
Tell me, how is some piece of flesh, created piece of flesh, going to come along with a carnal mind and say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I want to do this and I want to do that. And then it determined, and it just so happens to be, what God said or didn't say. No. God had this in His mind, what you were going to be.
Amen.
And you were either a son of God to begin with, or not to begin with, you're either a son of God eternally, or you'll never be a son of God.
Right there.
It's not about any decision you made.
Amen.
It's about that seed.
Yes.
And that seed is either God or it's not God.
Right.
If you plant a seed out here, and the package says maize, corn. And you go out there and you plant it, and then squash start coming up. That package is a liar.
That's right.
The seed's not a lie.
Amen.
You can't say, oh man, these seeds are perverted. No, they're not.
Nope.
They're not perverted. That seed bringing forth the life that's in the seed.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly right. Adam didn't start and stop being a son of God.
Right.
He was a son of God when he was in perfect harmony with God.
Yes.
He was a son of God. The scripture said, the prophet said, they were in perfect harmony with God.
Right.
When he fell, he was still a son of God.
Yes,
he didn't never stop being a son of God.
Amen.
When you came into the world with another nature, you still, by that seed in you, that was waiting to be quickened, was a son and daughter of God.
Yes, sir.
You didn't become that. You always was that.
Right.
You were not a pig that became a sheep.
Amen.
Is that a quote?
Yeah.
That's a quote.
Right.
See, the best we could say, see, if he can add to his knowledge, then he is not omniscient. The best we could say is that sometime he will be. But that's not scriptural. That's not scriptural. See, he's omniscient. He has never had a new thought about anything.
Right.
What? Never had a new thought. Why? Because his thoughts are eternal.
Right.
They don't have a beginning, they don't have an ending. He's omniscient. He knows all things. He's not adding to his knowledge. He never had a new thought. That's a bit much for these carnal minds. But if that life of God is in you, this is the sweetest.
Amen.
This is the sweetest food you can eat.
Yes.
It just because it's talking about you.
Amen.
You are. It's talking about you.
Right.
It's relating to you and to what you are, what God put you here for. He is omniscient. He's never had a new thought about anything because all his thoughts that he always had and always will have and knows the end from the beginning because he's God. Thus, he's going to answer the question now. He's asking it to you twice. Now he's going to answer it. Thus, the thoughts of God are eternal. They are real.
Amen.
He said you are already existing in him. Now he's saying these thoughts are real. They are not simply like a man with a blueprint he has drawn up. And which one day, now this is exactly what a lot of people's idea or revelation is of predestination and of God. Is right here. That this is a blueprint that God drew up and he put it in the book. And one day this blueprint is going to happen. It's going to become substance. It's going to become substance. And it's going to manifest. No, that is not what is happening. See? Like a man that had a blueprint he has drawn up, which one day will be translated into substance and form. But they are already, who are they? The thoughts of God. Who are they? You, when you were in the mind of God. You are already real and eternal. And he said a while ago, existing, see, and part of God.
That's right.
Now see how this works. God always had his thoughts for Adam. Adam, as his thoughts, was yet unexpressed. Now we read this in Psalms 139 on Sunday, but we'll just read it again right quick. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance and being unperfect, yet being unperfect, and in thy book were all my members written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. That, as I said, was not written about Adam, but it gives you the idea and knowledge that the thought was there in his mind, and that thought was eternal and had to be expressed. So when Adam was formed of the dust of the earth and his spiritual being created by God, the flesh is formed, the spirit is created.
Yep.
Now where's the eternal part? What's left?
Yep.
You're a threefold being. What's left to be eternal? It's that soul of God.
Yes.
It's that nature of God. See? Then Adam became God's thought expressed. See? And those eternal thoughts were now manifested.
Amen.
Praise be to God. No, I'm going to quit. We're going to read one more. Let's read one more paragraph because I want to throw this in while we're getting this thought. See? Down through the centuries we could go. We find a Moses and a Jeremiah and a John the Baptist. And each one of these were God's eternal thoughts expressed in their season. Jeremiah,
yes.
Moses, every one of them was what? They were before Calvary.
Yes.
They were before the opening of the seals.
Yes.
The fullness had not come yet.
That's right.
It hadn't happened yet. Now it's come. They are a part of this same body.
That's right.
They are part of this same body. And how can they be? There's only one way they could be. And it is right here. He says it right here. Each one of them were God's eternal thought. Period. They were God's eternal thought. Moses was. Jeremiah was. John the Baptist was. Every one of them was God's eternal thought. They didn't have a beginning. They don't have an ending. In its season, see? They were God's eternal thought expressed in its season. See? And what did they do? They took their place in the body.
Yes.
What place they were. They couldn't be made perfect without us.
Right.
No, they because they're a part of the same body. It's not a different body. There's only one body.
Amen.
And it's a word body. And it's Christ Himself.
Right.
Then we come to Jesus, the Logos. The word. The thought. The attribute. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed. And He became known as the Word. And that is what He is and forever will be.
Amen.
That's exactly what He told us in Who's This Melchizedek?
Yep.
That He was the Word before He became flesh.
Right.
And that's the difference of Him and you.
Amen.
You was not the Word before you became flesh. You was the thought. But that thought, when people say, oh, you were just a thought. No, there's no other thought I want to be but this thought.
Amen.
This is an eternal thought.
Yeah.
This thought has no beginning and no ending.
Right.
I don't care about all the rest of it. This is the one. You say, well, you wasn't the Word. You wasn't this. You wasn't that. Let me tell you something. This thought is eternal. No beginning and no ending.
Amen.
Satan can, he can try to twist this thing all he wants to. This is too big and too powerful.
Amen.
It's too great for Satan to change it.
Yeah.
He just can't. And he can't do it now. He could play with it and twist it a little bit back there, but now this thing is in the bride.
That's
and
right.
It's a living revelation.
Amen.
And so it's just, I want to read it one more time. Actually, we're going to close. I want to read that whole paragraph once again. Down through the centuries we could go, and we find a Moses, and a Jeremiah, and a John the Baptist, and each one of these were God's eternal thought expressed in its season. Huh? Way back there?
Yes.
Way back there?
Yes.
Yeah, they were eternal thoughts expressed. They were types of Christ. The man said Moses was a type of Christ.
Yes.
Joseph was a type of Christ.
Yes.
Adam was a type of Christ.
Yes.
All the way through. You can't get away from it.
Amen.
If you try to get away from it, you're going to mess it up. You're going to mess yourself up. You're messing up your idea. He was the perfect and complete thought expressed, and He became known as the Word. That is what He is and forever will be. Amen. Praise be to God. So, I'm going to let Brother Benjamin come and just speak to you and whatever he has on his heart to share. I went a little bit longer than I expected to, but I didn't get very far even at that. But I'm happy, and I'm actually enjoying the Word, the revelation.
Amen.
And so, God bless you, brother. Amen. We appreciate you so much. Amen.
Greetings in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Really, I'm upset to leave everybody here. But how many months will I stay here? Okay? One day must we go. My home. That's earthly home. Okay? One day we meet there only. It's okay. Today I am just thinking how many days? 4 months I am coming here. Just 4 months, how much fast the moving. Yeah? Yes, days are very fast moving. Also, the word also. Yes, same also. They're moving. They're moving. Okay? In the Amarna people. First of all, I thank you, each one of the believers. You have shown me very compassion, love, hospitality, in the everything. I thankful my bottom heart to think everybody. Thank you, everybody. I came from one purpose. I came from here. What purpose? At the came of I came here, I tell to you. Remember? You not remember anybody? Wow. Just 4 months you forget us. I came for enjoying. I see the sightseeing. I having the food. What? For Easter meetings. You remember? I come for Easter meeting. Many months ago, he discussed Michael, Brother Don. Don, if I come for Easter meeting, please to arrange meetings. Michael, please arrange the meetings. Okay? Please invite the Canaan church also. Not this. The big plan is there. I am very happy taking a big pen, Brother Don, Brother Michael, Sister Amanda. Michael, Sister Amanda, they both are taking that Buffalo, the conference, the hall, everything. I am not expected, more than I expected, for the people are coming, not coming. They enjoying the message. We united the one word, one soul. I am very happy. That is the purpose why we came here. Every year I listen to the deeper things, new things in the message. I am very happy. The meeting very anointed. That is the God's plan. 70 members is there. Yeah? Same thing, second thing. I come to, century must be complete. That's why I'll take 4 months. You know? Every time I'm asking for Michael, Michael, what is the position now? What is the position now? What is the position now? What is the work going on? He take the picture, send it to me. I very much pray for Michael, Sister Amanda. He's taken very pain, lot of burden, not a easy things. Nowadays, just one house may be built, one room, two rooms. That is a very expensive. Lot of efforts, but he is the only person. He taking the challenge. We want one place. We want worship one place. How much may be not precious men? We don't want mansions, buildings, just shelter. He targeted. I many times I text it. Okay, justly my desire is there. The century must be built. What my effort? Okay. Prayers is there. We can believe all things are possible. But also, it must be prayer. Prayer and support. Both things. That is affection, love. If you give the support, at least $1, okay? God abundantly, grace, blessings. That is the. How much we have earning, how much we they know. We spend the ministry. Spend the word of God. That is two things. But I am happy 90, maybe 70-80% may be completed. Now very expensive work is there. People don't know. Roof is there, sides is there, AC. Wiring is there only for no bulbs. Yeah? Internal drywalls, paintings, everything. Everything God should be fulfilled. I hope. Before I coming, if God's will, this will be completed. I told to Michael, you finish it. Dedicated. Okay? Any day. Better to Friday may be better. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Continue 3 days. Special meetings. Like Easter meetings. Okay? Same, do it. After that, it's not finished. Another work is there. Every time we eat at here only. Okay? Fellowship. After service. In between, here to there. The porch may be removed. The big place is there. Okay? We can use this door. That door also. After finishing, I hope within the short time, God fulfill everything. Finishing, He is God. Then you must be, whatever led the left of material is there. Don't waste it. Start it here. That is my next desire. Okay? I come from, you know, but what is my part? Two masters is there. I am the helper. I'm much happy to helping to both persons. Especially thanks for everybody, especially Brother Don. He's taking very much pain. Lot of me. He's given bed, food. Everything. Who take care this days? 4 months. He more than his brother till now meeting. In the 4 months, only one time. My brother calling me. How is you? Why going to there? I think you are very much enjoying there. They say. That is the brother. I never expecting my brothers or sisters. I support him a lot of my family, not my family, my daughter. I support my brothers, sisters, his sons, his daughters, his marriages, education, fees. They want to bikes, everything I support. I'm not expecting anything. Still they are jealousy on me. Benjamin going to America on getting some boat, many money to America, they say. Okay, God knows everything. Okay? Like the my brother, he's a brother, how much love me? Every day. Benjamin, what are you doing? What I eat? Come, have it. Have it, Benjamin. Have it the fruit. Have it this. Same like his family, totally. I seen practically in the Florida. Every family members very love, affection. There's a good fellowship. Everybody. Their love very much me. No country, no caste, no color, nothing is there. Just love, affection. The word of God. Yeah. How much the family members there love me. Everybody take in the restaurant. Take Benjamin. Take it. Benjamin, you stay here only. They say every person. You like it. It's special for mom. Daddy's mom like my mom. She is very much loving. Last days they say, are you going? He says, mom, I appear. Again I come. No, go stay. Stay here. Thank you, mom. You are perfect. Health is perfect, is there. You recognize me. I thank you. Thus, pray one day we become like this. That is affection, the work, everything you are showing me to me, all my family. Everything, I'm very much thankful, everything. I miss you, everybody, but physically I miss you, but I must do all services in the online. First thing. Many times I am the only man in the Zoom. I've seen. In the spiritual we are one. Okay, physically I am living, but my soul, my mind, everything with you. Pray continuously. Me, my family, Ms. Isaac, his wife, Sharon, also is there. Some disturbance is there, is okay. I bear it, everything. Thank you for your affection, your love. Real, I miss Richard. Sorry on that. Many times Richard said, Benjamin, amen, why going? You stay here only. And many times he said, how can I leave? 4 months is there. Okay, hardly one trip, maybe I stay only 6 months only. You stay. What he say? You know, my house is there. I all stuff clear, everything. There is a home's house. I clear. You stay here only. You stay here only. He say. Okay, one day will be God's will. That is the affection means the word. The word main important. Thank you for each one. If anything mistake wrong with me, please. I ask you for apology for each one. Please forgive me. That's one thing. Just now I seen the message. I received the one mail. My ticket. I don't know. My ticket may be upgraded, I think. Upgraded to business class like this. They are. maybe check. The same timing is there, but Charlotte to Houston. They say you confirm your ticket. Extra luggage also is there, 10 kg. Extra bag also is there. You can enjoy that season. Maybe 22nd I received, but not seen. Just now I'm seen. Oh, you confirm before 26th, morning 6:30 they say. We can confirm and check in. So God will, every time I discussion to Don and Michael. Michael, your car is nice front seats. Don's car also nice front seat. That is a punishment in the flight. Economy class. No cushion. Like your car back seat. Like very hard. Huh? Volkswagen car. Very hard. Same like this. Many times I discussed. That is punishment, brother. This side tight. If center may be light. Many times I can walk like this. That is punishment. 15 hours, huh? That is 15 hours. Our God is keep doing the miracles, okay? He upgraded my business class. Thank glad. I extra also one baggage also allowed. When the next flight, connecting flight is there. Doha to Hyderabad. They arranged their long 5-star hotel. They arranged everything. You can stay there, everything there. Meals, everything. Shower, everything. Like this. This is God's plan. Once again, thank you. Really, I miss everybody. Remember me in the your family prayers. I also remember each one, everything. I have the every picture I have, many pictures I have. Also, 2 days back, Brother Glenn, your uncle, he invited me to his house for purpose. What is the purpose? To fellowship. What is the fellowship? Sister promised me, what is the? In the Easter meeting, vegetable soup is there. I take a vegetable soup, little bit like this. Very taste. Very taste. Like Indian taste. I like it. Again, I move, nothing is there. Clean. Not one spoon. I bend it, take it one spoon also. Sister Rona seen somebody. What means then? I had no luck. Then Sister Linda, yeah. You say, oh Benjamin, I'm sorry. You like it? I very much like it. Little bit spice is there. This word, before you go, I prepare, I give it to you. But they are invited me. They home, they prepare soup, yeah. Everything. I'm very much enjoying. That is the love means is the practical. Means that is in the Bible scripture is there. That is the affection, the fiction. Also brother and sister also, they are very much love me. Also brother say, brother Benjamin, you going? No. 4 months? No. You stay here only. Okay, brother, next time I will come. He is memorized many, many pictures. Me, Michael, Don, when the working in the porch, sites, everything. On that before also, many pictures. In the home church, we are eating everything. Wow, same photos. Now they are taken. They're matching. I'm saying Benjamin. Nothing. I'm the Benjamin. I'm not brother Benjamin. What is the secret for you? Last 10 years, maybe 12, 14 years, same picture is there. Now also same. He's talking. What is the secret? That is very secret. I give big money to that secret. Okay? No. You tell. You tell what is the secret? What is the secret? If I tell you, the secret is not work for the other. I say, one man? He shows his sister also. See, Benjamin? Michael Benjamin is there in the porch, in the finishing everything. Blue shirt is there. It's also blue shirt. Now see? Same? Please tell. No, brother. You must tell. That is easy thing, but easy thing, just like capsule. Like capsule, we be using capsule light is seed. Which seed? The word of God. Ah, yes, not the easy thing. That is a big powerful capsule, means that the seed, this is the word of God, seed is our heart to plant. I much interested in listening the word of God. I keep in my mind and write it. Every time deeper message, I know, deeper. I say in the Easter meetings, at the time of, I'm this stage, okay? Now also this stage from three, I'm not big man. Still my desire is learning, knowing deeper things. Same word, same message. God reveal every person different way, reveal them, same message. That is a deeper thing. I say to brother, wow, is yes. You, me, just I am the 4 months elder only. Same year, we are born, 1956. He is born January, I am April 6th. Wow. You think easy thing? That capsule, that word, that seed? You are a genius. Yes, yeah. No, I am not a genius. Nothing is, I am limited. Take the anything, I don't deny. I am the Indian, I mean like this, I am like nothing. At that time, we are hungry, anything, we have it. Okay, thank you. I say, oh, you are very smart, not more than you. Okay, like this, due to affection, love, I thankful once again everybody. Prefer my journey, I don't know the confirmation. Maybe today may be confirmed, 26th, the time is there. 26, 6:25 before. Okay. This is all God's plan. I don't know again when I come. It's only for God's plan. Not my plan. For the temple, not plan. Michael also. Okay? Everybody desire to come with us. This affection. Love is there. This is God's plan. But my desire is to come again. Okay? It complete there, complete here also. He able to complete, He provided everything need. God provide everything. We just move. He is the beginner, He is the finisher also. In between, we not lose our hope. Okay? Means that is a faith. Thank you very much. Thank you, each believer, bottom of my heart, my side, my family side. Thank you once again. Pray for my journey. I contact if any airport in the Wi-Fi is there. Send into picture where I am there, every day. Okay? Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, brother Gumba. Gumba promised me, but he is not fulfilled. Later I talk to men, talk to. Still I is not telling. You don't know.
What was the promise?
That is the two pastors is there. I ask him for details. Many times. He's there asking. Also, reminder.
He tried to take you for Indian food, but you didn't go.
Not this time, brother. Not this time, brother. Last time also he promised me. Hey man, Benjamin, we go the biryani. Indian is last year also promised. This year also promised. Not fulfilled. But two times, Brother Michael, sister, Rebecca, we get sister. We go to Indian restaurant, we have it. Thank you for that. You fulfill, you still 2 days' time is there. Don't disappoint it.
When you get time. You're not time.
I'm always available. Okay? Thank you. sister brothers and everybody.
Your
Heavenly Father, once again we are gathering in the name, especially for today's service. Brother Don is deeply misses today's service is there. Bless the family, bless the each one today, anointing everybody. Every day we can with you. We are the bride, you are the bridegroom. We are the one. I am very happy for in the days of in the service, in the meetings, the love, the people showing them my love, the affection. Bless each one. You are anointing every person, especially for Don and his family, Brother Michael, Sister Rhonda, Brother Gumba family also is there. Bless me. Each person of the believers, bless me. Also with me to my journey, to safe landing my home, to gather and happy, each one sharing the waves. I am asking in the Jesus name. Amen.
Just